Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
On today's Fantasy Baseball in 15, we'll discuss the latest pre-deadline trade and the return of Eloy Jimenez.
Like death and taxes, Dodger's been a Dodger.
I have not had three cold brews yet.
It works great in a fantasy league.
I'm just glad I am not at the dentist.
Fantasy Baseball in 15 on The Athletic.
Welcome to Fantasy Baseball in 15, presented by Topps. Check out Topps Project 70, celebrating 70 years of Topps baseball cards. Michael Beller and Al Milk, you're here with you on Monday, July 26th. It is trade deadline week. Love when the trade deadline falls on a weekend, as it does this year, with the trade deadline looming on a Friday. Al, it's going to be a busy, busy week in the baseball world. Let's jump right in with one of the first trades of trade deadline time. Adam Frazier going from Pittsburgh to San Diego, along with some cash for Tucupita Marcano, a right-handed pitcher, Mitchell Milano, and a double-A outfielder, Jack Sawinski. What's your read on this situation for the Padres now that they've got Adam Frazier in what was already a pretty darn good infield?
Yeah, for sure. So I think for him, it's probably a little less than a lateral move, because I'm not sure if he's necessarily going to be a literal everyday player. I imagine he'll play a lot, but could cut into the playing time for Eric Hosmer, perhaps, with Jake Cronenworth maybe sliding over to first base. I'd actually seen some speculation that maybe there's going to be a Hosmer-Will Myers platoon, which obviously would be terrible for Will Myers and his playing time. That sounds about right to me. So I think Frazier, if there's a dip in playing time, it's not a major one. And imagine that Hosmer and Myers have the most to lose here.
Yeah, definitely seems like that is going to be the case. Seattle reportedly in the mix for Whit Merrifield, which came off as a little bit of a surprise. They're a surprise contender-ish right now, but doesn't feel like they would be the team that would finally swing the deal to get Whit Merrifield out of Kansas City. Keep an eye on that this week. Eloy Jimenez expected to be activated on Monday. Tony La Russa says that he could DH or play left field, but also says that Andrew Vaughn has earned a regular job, so something to keep an eye on later today, see where Eloy is when he does get back in the lineup. Mookie Betts on the flip side of that, he's going to the IL with hip inflammation. Dodgers still feeling pretty good about where their season is sitting. Joe Ross will be activated and make a start against the Phillies on Monday. He's been dealing with elbow inflammation. Should get a second start later this week against the Cubs as well. Jacob DeGrom still dealing with his forearm issues. He threw off a mound on Sunday morning, so thumbs up there. Thumbs down for Mike Trout. Has not run for 3 days. We'll see a doctor on Monday. Joe Maddon says that this is nothing serious. It's just a routine thing, but when you've been out for as long as Trout has and suddenly you're not running anymore, it does feel like a bit of a setback. Carlos Carrasco threw 38 pitches in a rehab start at AAA Syracuse on Sunday and could start in the majors this week on Friday against the Reds. And even if he doesn't make that start, feels like so long as we don't hear any bad news between now and then that he is getting closer and closer to finally making a Mets debut. Let's get into the Sunday standouts here, Alan. Let's start with Touki Toussaint, another great start for the Braves pitcher. 7 innings, 10 Ks, gave up just 1 run on 5 hits, no walks against the Phillies. Friday against the Brewers is his next outing. How are you feeling about Toussaint for this start and just in general for the rest of the season?
Well, if I had Toussaint, and to be completely honest about it, I whiffed on him this weekend, so I do not have Toussaint rostered anywhere. If I did, I would certainly feel good about starting him against Milwaukee. I'm not sure where the walks have gone, but so far in this iteration, Toussaint's not been walking batters, so that's really been the big problem for him in the past, and I think you got to roll with the hot streak here.
Daniel Lynch, another guy who had a really long start without any walks, 8 innings, no walks, 4 Ks, no runs, 5 hits against the Tigers. Do you have any more confidence in him after the earlier promotion to the season didn't really result in anything good?
Yeah, I'm very encouraged by this. I did stash Lynch during the minor league demotion because you just know that the potential was there for him to do much better when he eventually did get the call back. And while the 4 strikeouts over 8 innings is a bit of a disappointment, I'd feel all right about starting Lynch in like 14, 15 team leagues and deeper.
Domingo Germán, another guy with 7 innings and 10 Ks, just like Tuki Toussaint. The difference for him is that it was his first start of 6 innings since May 20th. So love that. Gave up 1 run on 1 hit and 1 walk. Domingo Germán, confidence level in him, Al, right now?
I'd say, if I had to choose between him and Tuki Toussaint, I would definitely be going with Tuki Toussaint because while we haven't seen a lot from him since getting called back up, we've seen a little bit more in terms of going deep into an outing than we have from Domingo Germán. So I'd like to see a little bit more from Germán. I feel fine about him in 14 and 15 team leagues. But not quite there yet in terms of feeling comfortable with him in a wider swath.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm standing too. Tristan McKenzie, however, is someone who I'm willing to buy back in on. Another good start against the Rays on Sunday. 6 innings, 6 Ks, give up 2 runs on 5 hits and a walk over his last 3 starts. He's gone 17 innings, given up 7 runs on 14 hits, 18 Ks against 3 walks, and it's those last 2 numbers that get me excited, Al. Just like with Toussaint, walks have been the major issue for Tristan McKenzie this season. 18 against 3 over the last 17 innings. I'm willing to roll the dice that the walks are, if not totally eliminated, much less of an issue than they were earlier in the season.
Yeah, I wanted nothing to do with McKenzie earlier this year, but this definitely puts him back on my radar as well. And I don't know how long that's going to last with the low walk rate, but definitely on my watch list for 12-teamers and buying back in pretty much everywhere else.
Another uneven start for John Means. Went 6 2/3 against Washington on Sunday, but gave up 4 runs on 5 hits and a walk, just 2 Ks, 6 whiffs on 87 pitches. His next outing, Saturday at Detroit. We know John Means is better than this. Came off the IL a couple of weeks ago. Where are you standing on him with that outing against Detroit over the weekend?
A little discouraged, Michael. I just would like to see more swing and miss stuff from Means. We saw it from him earlier this year. And that's really a big part of the big jump in value for him from last season to what we saw earlier in 2021. So I think in 12-team leagues, I'm taking a pass on Means for this week and hoping that he can build on, like you said, the good parts of these couple of uneven starts that he's had so far since returning from the IL. In deeper leagues, I'm fine with him. But yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more in the strikeout category from him.
I'd like to see a little bit more from Sonny Gray as well. Another rough outing, this time against the Cardinals. Gave up 8 runs in just 3 1/3 innings. That comes off a start against the Brewers in which he allowed 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. He gets the Mets on Friday. Would you think about sitting him in that one, Al?
Yeah, I would. I would. I don't think it's an automatic sit for Sonny Gray. I think that it's probably just a bump in the road for him. Overall, the peripherals have looked really very solid for Gray this year. But yeah, if it's a shallower league where I've got some good options, it's pretty easy to make Sonny Gray the odd pitcher out this week.
Yeah, I think that's what you would take. You would have to have solid options. You're not going to go to a streamer in place of Sonny Gray. But if you do have some options, it might be worth taking a look at those options and sitting Gray down. On the hitter side, Harrison Bader stayed hot. 3 for 4 with his 8th home run of the season at Cincinnati. He's got a .289 batting average, 5 steals, a 90.4 mile per hour exit velocity on flies and liners. The question here, Al, with trades in the air, is this a time to sell high on Harrison Bader?
I really do think so, and I think that last stat that you cited is really key because you look at the overall picture and you think, wow, okay, Bader, he's finally putting it together. He's hitting for average. He's hitting for power. That home run, by the way, coming off Sonny Gray. But that's a really, really low average exit velocity on flies and liners. So it just really kind of screams fluke to me. And I think if you can find a manager in your league who is buying these stats at face value, see if you can get a deal going.
Jorge Soler bouncing back in a big way. Al, two homers on Sunday gives him 11 on the season. And really, the best stretch of his season has come over this last week here. Went 3-for-4 in that game against the Tigers as well. Time to buy back in where he's available.
Absolutely. And Soler's season really up until, as you said, that last week or so, really been a mystery because the peripherals looked really good. The Statcast metrics looked solid, looked like he should have been slugging homers all season long. Not sure why it's taken him this long to get untracked with the power, but I think it's absolutely legit. And I'll see we'll see more of where this came from over the last 2 months.
All right, Lamont Wade Jr., another guy who had a two-homer game. He went 3-for-5 with that pair of homers. Also a double in the game against the Pirates. Lamont Wade Jr., someone we've seen a lot of good from this season, Al, even though the Giants have not always committed to him as a regular when they've been fully healthy. Where do you stand on him in the fantasy world as we sit here on July 26th?
I think he's worth rostering in most leagues. I'd say maybe even some 12-teamers, and especially if it's a format that's like a points league or somehow a rewards for OBP, that he's fine. You just have to be aware that if it's a week where the Giants, like this coming week, where the Giants are going to face three lefty starters or more, then Wade's probably not going to do much for you on a weekly basis. So you do have to stream him based on the handedness of the opposition. But yeah, it's hard to not like what he has done when given the opportunity.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's get on to our streamers for Monday. Al, obviously not a full slate on a Monday, but still a decent amount of streaming options. In one, we've got Matt Manning and Michael Pineda facing off against one another with the Tigers and the Twins, taking each other on this Monday. Kyle Muller is going to get the ball for the Braves against the Mets in what is game one of a doubleheader. He will be facing off against Marcus Stroman, so there's a degree of difficulty when it comes to the win upside for Muller in that matchup. And then, as we said earlier, Joe Ross going to be activated from the IL and take the ball against the Phillies. He'll be facing off with Spencer Howard. With these four guys, Manning, Pineda, Muller, and Ross, any of them jump out at you, Al, that you want to stream if they're available in your leagues?
Well, the one that really jumps out at me is Kyle Muller. The problem there is that he's probably the one who's least likely to be available, but he is out there in enough leagues that he's certainly worth including in this group. And then I'd say probably the same for Michael Pineda against the Tigers, but again, might not necessarily be available. So if you're basically down to Matt Manning and Joe Ross, I think they're both kind of borderline cases. I would probably pass just to be cautious. And as far as Ross goes, I normally would be all over him if he were available to stream. But with that first start back off of the IL, I would play it safe and most likely avoid starting him on Monday.
I would play it safe there too. Elbow inflammation, excuse me. First start back, you're really not sure what you're going to get. Even if he pitches well, you might only get like 3 or 4 innings if they're taking it a little easy with him. So I would stay away from that one as well. Muller Pineda is the direction that I would go if they're available in that order. Weekly planner ahead of us here, Al. Franmil Reyes was scratched from the Indians lineup, the Guardians lineup on Sunday with lower back spasms. Would you be playing him this week?
I think I'd skip it in 12-teamers. We've just seen this a bit too often with back injuries and how they can linger a bit. So I'm definitely looking at my options and looking at them pretty seriously outside of the deeper formats.
Yep, understandable there. I'm right there alongside with you. Aaron Judge has been on the COVID-19 list since the All-Star break. May return during this Tampa series that the Yankees have to kick off the week. Are you going to play Judge?
I think not just because of the uncertainty. I mean, even if he does come back in that series but doesn't come back till, say, Thursday, you're getting 4 games at best from Judge this week. I realize that that's not necessarily your best case scenario, but I think there's enough of risk of that or something worse occurring this week that I'm going to skip this week with Aaron Judge.
Judge, an easier sit to me than Franmil Reyes. Cody Bellinger pinch hit on Sunday, dealing with that hamstring injury. I feel decent about this one. How about you?
I don't. I know you and I differ a little bit in terms of just the startability of Bellinger in general with how little he's been hitting. But this for me is a tiebreaker. If I had any inclination to start Bellinger, even with the pinch hitting, he could still miss a few games, and I'd rather just play it safe there.
All right, and then you got Max Scherzer dealing with the triceps issue. If he does start, it would probably come on Thursday against the Phillies. This is another one where I would have to have a pretty good option to sit down Scherzer. Where are you at?
Yeah, and I'm there too. I mean, the thing is, maybe he doesn't start Thursday because he's starting for some other team with the Nationals getting swept over the weekend. So there's just all kinds of moving parts of this decision. But yeah, I'm keeping Max Scherzer in my rotation this week, regardless of who he pitches for and when.
Yep, with you there. Finally, Giancarlo Stanton. The deal with him is that the Yankees play three games over the weekend at Miami in a National League park, and he was not playing much outfield as expected at Boston this weekend. So Giancarlo Stanton, even if you're just getting the three games against Tampa and maybe a pinch hit appearance in every game against Miami, is that something you want in your lineup?
You know, I think that he's just been off of his usual level this season, that like in a three outfielder 10 or 12 team league, I think I would sit Stanton this week. It just would have been nice to get that reassurance that he, you know, is going to play the field, and that's not really clear right now. So yeah, I think I'm at least looking at my options in shallow leagues.
All right, there you go. Getting your week started again, which should be a very fun week in the baseball world with the trade deadline coming on Friday. That's going to do it for this episode of Fantasy Baseball in 15. Rate, review, subscribe, all the fun things. Al is in with Derek Van Riper on Tuesday. Those guys will talk to you then. I'll talk to you later in the week. Let's have a great week of baseball here, guys.